Welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook, where our goal is to have a genuine and authentic conversation about the Christian faith journey and what a messy walk with Jesus really looks like. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast. I'm your host, Steph, here with Pastor Adam.
Hey, glad to be here.
Me too. So we're back for another episode. This is the third episode in our series, Sneaky Golden Calves.
Sneaky Golden Calves. Last week we hit
Children.
And then week one was kicked off on a podcast with Stephanie and her husband, Jonathan. Mm-hmm. First one I hadn't been on in a while. And you guys covered entertainment.
Yes.
Right? So if you're just new to this series, please go back and listen to these. But the premise of the series, obviously, is the fact that there are all kinds of things in our lives that will become idols very quickly and kind of under the surface, right? They'll become golden calves if we don't pay attention. And there's lots of them. And they're not inherently bad things. Like, we're not talking about inherently sinful stuff. Most of it is just arbitrary things, right? So things that are going to happen in life. So like last week we talked about children. If you don't pay attention, children can become an idol in your life. And all of a sudden that means that they are really sitting in the kingship, throne, lordship spot in your life, and they're driving everything. In other words, everything you have is serving that or those people or whatever it is. Like for you guys, we talked about it being entertainment, mm-hmm. right? That all of a sudden everything's serving how much time I spend on my phone or watching movies or whatever those things, reading. I mean, there's all kinds of things that entertainment can be. So that's kind of the idea that we're talking about, is just kind of referencing these. Let's be aware of these sneaky golden calves in our lives. Let's be aware of them so that we can get them out of this number one spot and realign our lives to where they're supposed to be, with God being in this, being the main, the leader in our lives, right? The God, the that he has sovereign rule over our lives instead of whatever this sneaky golden calf is. And there's lots of these things in our lives that will happen and we just don't even pay attention to, we don't even see. They just kind of grow over time. Like, nobody sits around going, you know, at some point in time I've just decided with my life that I'm going to make me playing video games the number one driving factor in my life, right?
You know? Yeah.
Like, nobody's sitting around, you know what I want to do is I want to make sure that I can spend the most hours in a day on my phone, right?
Yeah, no one thinks
nobody
that.
Nobody wants to do that. And everybody, when they look at their screen time, everybody's bothered.
Yes. Right?
Nobody's sitting around doing that. Nobody's going, you know what, when I have kids one day, they're going to be the top thing in my life. My whole life's going to revolve around them. My marriage is going to get abandoned. I'm going to lose myself, right? I mean, how many times have you heard a mom or a dad go, I just can't even get no time to myself. I don't even know who I am anymore. These kids just absorb everything. That's because they become the number one spot in your life, right? I don't know anybody who wants to do these things on purpose, but they just naturally happen. And most of these sneaky golden calves are good things. They're just in the wrong spot.
Yeah. Right?
So I don't know, those of you that listen, I don't know what yours are, but we're running through a bunch of them. So today we're going to tackle, after that brief intro, we're going to tackle which sneaky golden calf today, Steph?
Success.
We also kind of called this, we lumped kind of career and success together. But you could be success-driven and that be the idol in your life without a career, right? It could be in school, right? Like, I've got our oldest daughter, Olivia's entered her senior year. Can't believe it. Senior year.
Wild.
And she is more than likely going to be valedictorian. So she is driven by the success of being number one. She ain't got no job. So it's not necessarily a career. It's just what's happening. So we're talking success. And the interesting thing about these idols in our life, Martin Luther, the reformer, said, whatever your heart clings to and confides in, that is really your God, your functional savior. Whatever your heart clings to and whatever your heart confides in. And in the American culture, and I have lived this too, and even in the church culture of America, the American culture places achievement and accomplishment and independence above all things. Right?
Yeah.
Like the measure of a good American, you know, somebody who's getting it, the measure is somebody who's winning, right? Mm-hmm. And we judge that winning not by our kids are healthy, our life is in balance. We don't judge it by that. We judge it by how much money you make, how well you did at work, right? How fast you're rising the ladder, how many awards and achievements and recognitions that you get, right?
Yeah.
How big was that bonus? You know, all those things, right? Everything in the American culture is so driven by achievement, success, right? Accomplishing things. We live in a success-worshipping world. Our culture worships success. We all of a sudden see somebody who's just killing it, and we fall on our face before them. What's the thing that you hear now more than anything? All of a sudden you'll hear, well, this person, did you see? Oh, my gosh, that person has 300 million YouTube views, right? It's constantly we're going back and forth on who has the most followers, who has the most likes, who has the most views on videos, right? What's the number one ranked podcast, the number one ranked you know, all these things, right? You're constantly talking. Even our celebrities now, our big-time celebrities, we reference them by how many followers they have online, right? Mm-hmm. There's this, like, it's just obsessed with this, we worship success. And people who, people would think that we were strange if we worshipped an actual golden statue, right? So if all of a sudden Steph just showed up to work and she cracked out a little golden statue and she started bowing down to it before work every day and she carried it around with us, people would think that you were weird. But they'll applaud you if you worship success at all costs.
Right.
It's like, oh, yes, Steph, go get it. Go get it. Oh, you worked 7 days straight? She's killing it. She's killing it, right?
Yeah.
You'll get praised for that. And it's the same thing, right? It's just worshiping an idol, and that idol is success. Think about our culture. There's books all over the place about achieving success, and it sells millions and millions of copies. People flock to movies about the person who makes it big after years of struggles because it makes them believe that someday that can be their story too, right? People love those stories. We even have award shows for the biggest successes in entertainment and present little statues to the stars.
That's
right?
True.
I mean, yeah. We even present little golden statues to the people who are the most successful in not just the movies, but in everything, mm-hmm. right? All of a sudden, a trophy gets presented to those that win. Success is an acceptable idol in the eyes of Americans, right?
Yep.
It's okay for you to worship success because that means you're driven, right? That means that you are focused. It's almost like when people see somebody successful, they immediately draw the conclusion that they must have their priorities straight. When actually, if success is your idol, you don't have your priorities straight. You know what I mean?
That's right.
But they'll say, you see somebody who's just working all the time. Man, this person is a hard worker. Mm-hmm. They have their priorities straight. So achievement makes us feel like, and I think this is why it is such a sneaky God that jumps in for us. It makes us feel self-sufficient. It makes us feel like we are taking care of ourselves, that we're in control, that we're powerful. There's this book, and I think this goes along with our series perfectly, so maybe we'll reference it on social media. There's this book by the recently late Tim Keller. He just recently passed away earlier this year, called Counterfeit Gods. Tim Keller was a pastor, a Presbyterian pastor in New York, very influential pastor in our country in the last 50 years. And he wrote this book, Counterfeit Gods, about this exact topic that we're talking about, like that these idols are just counterfeits for the real God of the universe sitting in the throne of your life, right? And that's kind of how success is. And this is what he says. So he's writing a whole book about exactly what we're talking about, a great mind. And he says this, more than other idols, personal success and achievement lead to a sense that we ourselves are God, that our security and our value rests in our own wisdom, our own strength, and our own performance. Like he says, out of all these sneaky idols, success might be that big, big one that really gets us, because we begin to think that we are the one in charge of our own destiny, our own life, right? That's where you get this whole I'm a self-made person kind of thing, you know, that now all of a sudden I provide for my needs by my hard work. I take care of myself. I take care of my family, right? And all of a sudden now we lose sight of the fact that no, you don't. I just had this conversation with a guy the other day who lost his job. He's a great man, great father, great husband, loses his job completely out of the blue. And it's one of them conversations where I was talking to him and I was like, things like this show us, they remind us we don't own anything, right? We aren't leading anything, right? Now, I mean, I don't mean leading anything like that. I mean, we're not.
I know what you meant.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
You're like, not in control of all of those things. Yes.
We have no control over any of it. And we don't own it. We didn't self-make nothing. We cannot make our own hearts beat. We didn't.
That's right.
You may have worked hard to get that job, but you could lose it in an instant because it's not you being self-sufficient for yourself. You didn't create the opportunity for yourself. Even if you worked hard, even if you did the things you're supposed to do, God's still the one moving and bringing those things in the line. You know what I mean? And you can lose a job at any time, at no fault of your own. His is just like a cutback thing. It just happens. But success is one of those things that will lull you into this sleep. Tim Keller talks about it in this particular chapter in Counterfeit Gods. It'll lull you into this sleep of, it doesn't matter what comes up because I can just outwork. I can just out-earn whatever problem it is, right? I can just push through and get by on my success. And this is a dangerous thing because success gives us this confidence. It makes us believe that nothing bad is going to happen to us because, well, by, you know, our own ability and ingenuity can get us out of whatever happens, right? So if something goes down, well, it's okay because I can just figure it out because I've got strong abilities. We become this God we trust in. So the thing about success is that you've got to look deep at, and I'll wrap up in a second, that you got to look deep at, and this is where I have been with this, Steph. This is a very personal one for me. Out of all the ones we'll talk about on this episode, except for like children last week, because I'm raising children right now, they're driving me crazy. the big one for me that jumps in this spot a lot in my life has always been this success achievement type thing. But what I'm trying to say with it is it's a real sneaky one, because if success is that idol in your life, that false god, it's really you, right? It's really you. So like with your kids, you put, at least it's somebody else. You know what I mean? Like, but with success, it's really you. Because the reason you value that success so much is you are confident in your ability, right? That you can handle whatever comes along, that you can outwork those things, that you can, you know what I mean? And so it ends up being you. This has been a struggle for me most of my life because I am a perfectionist. I want to do things exactly right. I desperately want to be known as the person who knows the answers, and I don't want to mess up. I don't want to do anything wrong. I want to get it right. And if I don't get it right, I'll lie to cover it up. Because I don't want you to know that I didn't. But this idea of if I'm just successful, like if everything just goes, if it continues to grow, whatever I'm a part of, if it continues to grow, then I'm good, right? And I realized over time that does not really work. It's left me hollow. And at any time, stuff that's growing can just stop growing, mm-hmm. right? I think that's why COVID was so devastating for me as a pastor. Because all of a sudden, I mean, church attendance, oh my gosh, like church attendance just got decimated.
That was a
weird time.
You were
here through all that, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, still to this day, we only run about 60% of what we ran before COVID. It was devastating to me because I had my false god of success had let me down. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it didn't love me. It didn't sustain me because it wasn't real, you know? And this is a hard one to push through, especially if those people who are listening who are very driven. They are your most likely to succeed people in high school, right? There's this expectation that they placed on themselves maybe other people have placed on them too, that they've got to win at all cost. This is going to be one of those sneaky golden calves in your life. Like, I was voted most likely to succeed in high school, and I was the class president and all those things. And I've, so I've constantly viewed, well, I can just win at work, win at this, win at church growth, win at whatever it is. And that's become this false god for me very easily. And it takes the place, it takes God out of his number one spot. Now, all of a sudden, what is it that I'm serving? Am I serving God, right? Or am I serving how many people I can get so I look successful, right?
Yeah.
How many views can happen on a message video or on a, how many likes or how many, what do you call those, that like hearts or what?
Yeah, I don't know what likes.
Right. How many of those, how many shares, how many podcast listens do we get, right? That ends up being what we're serving in the end, is this idea of success and winning. And it will just leave you dry over time. So that's all I got for this one. I think a great book to check out is Counterfeit Gods by Timothy Keller. It's a phenomenal book. It might be one of my favorite ones of his. So you can kind of get that. We'll try to throw that in somewhere.
Well, I want to look into it.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's kind of going with what we're talking about. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
And we'll catch y'all next time.
Next one, next week.
Yeah.
All right. See you later.
See ya.
Thank you for joining us on the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. Have a good day.